Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Two, one.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast, and I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. We're podcasting on-site at Ibis Images Studios, where food photography comes alive. Get with John Hernandez. Check him out at ibisimages.com. Today, we're talking about a super sexy photo shoot that we just did. Wait until you see these insane dishes. Oh, my God. Hint. Tomahawk steaks. New York strip. Oh, my God. Plus, I took a social media poll about lab-grown meat. I don't know, man. I don't know if this is going to be for me. Questions like, are vegans going to eat this? And is there going to be any fat content on this product? We want to know. We'll jump into it. Jeffrey. Jefferson. Hollywood Schlissel's in the house. How we doing, baby?
Fantabulous, man. Cooled off now.
Right? Well, yeah, you were cooking your little heart out today.
Yeah, 95 degrees cooking over 900 and something degree grill.
Yeah, that's, you know what, just start talking. What did you do? But first of all, before you start, it was amazing. Everything you did today, I mean, you always do good.
Thanks.
But it was extra special today. Start talking.
Well, when you have a tomahawk, you got to show respect. There's nothing more just delicious about steak and beef. I know some people like the hanger cut or the porterhouse or T-bone or anything like that. There is something sexy about a hanger steak. Sorry, ribeye.
Well, look, I love hangers. I love all these pieces of meat, really.
Yeah,
all these cuts.
The ribeye.
Porterhouse is... But when you're getting into that ribeye, baby, that's where I like to live. That is where I like to live. And it was cooked perfectly.
Yeah, it just... Just having some fun with...
Wait. Hold on. Perfectly. Okay. All right.
There we go.
There you go. Let's jump in.
It was fun. I mean, when you have great ingredients like Peninsula, when they have Creekstone Farms and they show us what they have and we open it up and play with the food, it's just there's nothing more delicious than that when you have great ingredients.
Yeah, but and you know, the accoutrements, your sides...
I mean,
I wanted to be different.
What did you do? I mean, so, you're done. Would you give me what I'm looking for here, please?
Sure. So we did a Mexican hot chocolate rub. So like recently, one of the national brands out there, restaurants wise, they have a coffee butter. And I'm like, oh, that's so couple, 5, 6, 10 years ago. Nothing bad with it.
No.
I love using coffee because there's so much more complexity when you're looking at a rub with the coffee in it. But Mexican hot chocolate, now that's something that's a little bit different.
I mean, that tickles your ears right there.
Right. So what it is, I make my own. So I ferment my own chocolate and then grind it and then add the OG to it, which is the original rub that we use for the cartel. But I also add a little chipotle, so a little bit of spice there. So there's a little more complexity to it. Rub the meat, because I rub the meat so well. And then we grilled that over some pellets that John had for his smoker. So I added that to the charcoal that we're utilizing. And then the accoutrements for the tomahawk was a riff on bone marrow. Mm-hmm. A lot of places when they serve a tomahawk, they have bone marrow butter, or there's a side canoe of bone marrow.
So, I'm going to bring canoes here too.
We need to.
Yeah. Explain what a canoe is too for the folks.
So it's, they take the femur bone and they split it. Then there's a whole bunch of stuff that they got to do to process it. And then once it's processed, you can then go ahead and put it on the grill, char it. And it's like this beautiful buttery marrow that you get the flavor profile of beef, and it's just so sexy. There's nothing more. Spreading that on top of a ribeye and having that, it just accentuates the wonderful flavors that you get when you're eating a ribeye or tomahawk for that matter. But this time I wanted to do a little different. I wanted to put some vegetables on the plate that don't mimic what a vegetable would look like. So right. I used the canoe of hearts of palm. I came up with this thing in 2017. I was cutting hearts of palm for some salad we were doing. I split one down the middle and went, oh my God, that looks just like a canoe for bone marrow. Let me see if I can come up with something. So it was for me to stop food waste in my restaurant. So we utilize that to kind of be the vessel to carry the vegetable into someone's mouth, and it would be something totally different. When you present that to 500 chefs at the American Culinary Federation, and you say, hey, there's a deconstructed bone marrow, a deconstructed BLT, and there's bone marrow that's vegan, you should see them automatically stop and go, did you just say vegan bone marrow? Like, yeah. How'd you do that? I don't think properly. I think you guys were talking about it earlier. I'm just not that normal. I think way outside the box. The New York strip, I wanted to do a little bit of pea puree. Want to do celery root puree.
Yeah, that was so good.
Just so refreshing, to it itself.
Yeah, I told you that when I when I tried it. I was like, this is like fresh, so fresh. But you know, the whole thing about this at this point is you're talking vegans, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a thing.
Yeah, plant-based is one of those things that's we're going to be worth $22 billion two years. The industry.
Right. And I know at some point, someday, you're going to open up your butcher shop.
Correct.
And you'll have, vegan
charcuterie
and whatnot. But let's talk about lab-grown meat for a second. let's switch gears. I did a poll, right? It was LinkedIn, Facebook, and I was experimenting with, another platform called Truth Social, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was a total of over 200 votes between the three,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty remarkable
right.
in and of itself. But what do I got here? LinkedIn, 78% said, no, I'm not going to try. I don't want to try. Get it away from me. Lab-grown meat products. 99% on Truth. And literally 100% on Facebook. Facebook had about, 51 votes. So, I mean, you're talking about a tremendous percentage of people. They don't want nothing to do with it. I don't know if I do or not. I am leaning towards probably no, because I'm a carnivore, baby. I want to eat the meat. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you look at, we were talking real meat. Yeah. But we were talking about earlier when they started genetically modifying produce. You look at the European Union, they banned all, GMO from the country, all of it. So my thing is, number one, it's too early in the whole scheme of things to even think about what the ramifications are in the future, what's going to go on as far as the lab-based meats. I'm kind of done too. I like their argument. You know, for each head of cattle, it's like two acres that you need for land and plus the water, plus the feed. But yeah, on the same token, it's like,
you can look at the environmental impacts, in favor of, you know, lab grown, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, it's still going to be an expensive venture.
Was it $20 we heard?
Yeah. Yeah.
A pound, 20 right. bucks a pound.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're talking about environmental, even for me, the biggest plus that I saw for that is like the food safety, because you figure it's going to be produced in, you know,
sterile environment, yeah, right? Contained.
Right. So for me, that's the biggest pro for this. There's really nothing else that in my idea matters, you know, because at the end of the day, I don't even know if you brought it up, the question, will there be fat content in this product? How are you going to cook a, you know, quote unquote lab grown piece of, you know, protein, you know, a cow replica or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah. Where are they getting it from though? That's the thing to me. How are they generating the cellular structure?
I think it's sort of in the fashion of Jurassic Park.
Yeah. They have a frog. That's the median.
You know what I mean? Like, and there's an island. Right. And on the island, there's, I don't know. Be careful out there.
I just
don't take any tours.
No, definitely not. I wouldn't want to be a part of the lab result either. I don't know. I'm kind of, it's too early to say what I'm going to feel about that one.
Well, as I understand it, it's an energy intensive to do this. It costs a lot to produce it, and you know, energy wise. So I'm assuming what electricity, I don't know, man hour. I don't know.
The breakdown of everything, what they're doing and how they, you know, centrifuging or whatever they're doing to make
it. I kind of wanted to bring this up today as a, I don't want to say teaser, a little bit of a teaser, just to kind of dip the finger in it. Mm-hmm. And I think on our next, podcast, we'll get into some, you know, maybe some data.
How about this? If you're listening to the podcast right now, you know, why don't you comment about how your thought processes are on this too? So that'd be great to find out what you guys think.
Yeah. Is there interest in following in with, I personally think there is. When I saw an article, there was an article about this, Jose Andreas is, mm-hmm.
He's in Washington.
Right.
That's going to be doing it. The one in Thomas Keller, I think, is the one in California. It's East Coast. It's East and West Coast. I remember saying it was one was being in California. One was being in Washington.
I don't remember seeing Keller, but you know, Andreas, right. You know, he is going to introduce the product. Seattle, I think it was. I don't know. But at the end of the day, it was a pretty interesting article. But it immediately just questions all over the place.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know, man. I'm not feeling it.
Well, what's one of the biggest concerns with people with the plant-based industry?
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Well, I mean, if you're getting into the actual, hey, what's the texture? Can I actually eat this and it tastes good? That is the least concern for me. I mean, it's number two,
right?
Right. But the first concern is like, I don't know if I trust what's going on in the labs these days. I'm a little bit kind of put off with it. So for me, and there hasn't been enough study on this, right? So, you know, there's going to have to be like some workflow over a timeline with the data to show like, yeah, you know, it's safe. I don't necessarily put my eggs in this basket.
Yeah. I mean, for me, when you look at the plant-based, one of the most, I think the biggest gripe that people had was it's overprocessed. Like if you look at a bag of Beyond or a bag of Impossible and you compare it to chopped ground chuck and you compare the two of them, the, you know, the, the ingredient list on the plant-based is like a Bible compared to what you get for like chuck or whatever, you know, blend of burger meat you're going to get. So I always heard it was too overprocessed. I don't want to eat it. Okay, great. This thing is different because, you know, as a chef, one of the things I just thought about while you were talking, you know, we're always talking about until they clone a carrot or a pig or any, we're going to get consistent bellies, consistent, you know, thickness of a ribeye. So you're not going to have all these peaks and valleys of the food we're eating. You're going to have consistency. Then I can say, okay, I get that. But my problem is the process of what they're doing to develop the end result.
Yeah. I mean, first let me back up on something too. There are places on the planet that probably would utilize this, you know, just in the sake of sustenance, survivability, right? But when you're talking about, you know, the developed, you know, nations, areas, whatever you want to call it, countries, I don't see that people are going to want to embrace this.
No, I know the other thing too, when we were reading and doing the research on this was the animal welfare. If you want animal welfare, I think we should go back to doing what we used to do back then. There was no problems with animal welfare. When we're taking chickens and putting them in a coop like they do from mass production, not like the Nicole Cruises or Vicky Webster, right, any of those people, that's where we need to go back. If we really want to look at how we're doing and how we're raising our animals and the animal welfare, then that's where we can go back, not to go into a lab.
Yeah. When you look at the trend of more people living, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be more mass farms, right? The more mass farms you have, the worse living condition for the animal that you're going to encounter.
Mm-hmm.
So the balance to that would be, you know, just have smaller farms, more smaller farms, family farms.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can get your free range situations there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think we're ass backwards, completely ass backwards with where we're headed when it comes to our food supply.
Well, here's the other problem, too, with food. We look at the big food as we're doing it. Look at the Western civilization as far as our cuisine is concerned. And when we go to another country and they start developing certain health issues, that's where we really need to focus on is what we're doing, what we're putting in our food, where it's nutritionally deficient. We're not having that whole food. Not Whole Foods as the shopping place, but I'm talking about whole, nutritious, packed food.
Right.
That's our problem. You know, we've gotten away from, it's too hard to make a 10-minute steak. Seriously?
Yeah, really.
I mean, how long did that ribeye take today? And the thickness of that thing. If we weren't shooting, we would have eaten in like 25 minutes.
With a big smile.
Well, we still have the big smile.
My fat ass was happy. I honestly got
so happy. Is John's and so is Smokey.
Yeah.
I will say this, that most people don't realize when you come to Ibis Images and you're doing a photo shoot for food, most chefs don't realize I got here what, 9?
Mm-hmm.
We just got done shooting at 2 and we literally were nonstop. It's not like, by the way, food doesn't move. Well, unless you're trying to catch it.
Yeah.
It's already fabricated. Think about that for a minute. When we do shoots, it's not, you know, people out there don't realize when you're doing a food shoot, one shot was what, 3-2 hours? As John Shaker.
You know what the other cool part about how we're doing the photography here?
You get to eat.
We eat it. Yeah. We're not, he's not, you know, glycerin. What is it?
Glycerin.
Glycerin?
Yes.
You know, all the product is actual, you know, off the grill or out of the stove or off the stove or whatever.
Yeah, today he got some really good. He burnt his fingers today when trying to film the camera. He was trying to get that shot. The flames are coming out. He's, oh, I think he burnt his phone.
It's part of the, you know, it's something that we have to deal with here.
I will say this. One of the best things about this part is getting on the podcast and sitting here with the White Claw peach soda. Yeah,
I love the leftovers. It's,
Thank you.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Thank you, Ashley. Thanks, Ashley, if you're listening.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I love this peach.
What?
The peach.
Oh, I love this peach. Yeah. Watch yourself. Yeah, the pineapple's really nice, too.
I have to try the pineapple. I'm just stuck on the peach.
I mean, what's wrong with you?
Have you ever had a white donut peach? They're out now.
Of course.
They're delicious.
You know how many hundreds and hundreds of cases of those I've sold in my lifetime?
They're just delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peach time for me is one of my favorite times.
Stone fruit is the best fruit ever. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love any type of stone, but peaches for me is the best.
Are good. I mean, peaches, plums, nectarines are probably my favorite.
Mm. They have that new cherry plum. Did you try that yet? They just came out in Publix.
No.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It must be good. You're talking in the... Hello, hi. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so...
I got him to do it, John, without even convincing him.
That's all right. Where are my kids? So, I have a problem, though, for real.
Uh-huh.
You want to know what my problem? So, we always say we're going to do all these things.
We did the tomahawk. We talked about it. It's finally done.
Yeah, well, Big Daddy came through in the clutch. Right?
Finally. Thank you, Milan.
Thank you, everyone over at Peninsula Food Service.
Especially Milan.
Yes, Milan. I appreciate you.
Oh, and Veronica, the meat fairy who dropped
So basically, yeah, I mean, we put this together. It's a relay, you know, from the office on the road. The meat fairy picks it up and drops it off to the wizard chef's house. Over there.
It was absolutely hysterical. I get a text like, I'm picking up the meat. Where do you want me to drop it off for tomorrow? I'm like, are you picking it up today or tomorrow? She's like, no, today. I'm just meeting the truck now. I'm like, oh, just let me know where you want to go. And poof, two cases show up in my house.
All right, hush. Look, listen, this is what I'm talking about. You know, we haven't went back and looked at this thing with Marvin. And the party.
Oh, I'm working on that behind the scenes.
What are you working on?
I'm doing a roadmap. Setting it up. Yeah.
Is this like a...
September. We're going to do it for... I'm shooting for September, right before September, October is where I want to go.
I'm glad you're the only one that knows what's going on.
Well, because, listen, you make it, and then aren't you the one that...
Hamada.
You're the orchestra conductor, right? Yeah. You've got the right people in the right situations to do what they need to do. Don't micromanage. Let us do it.
Don't stroke my ego, man.
Wait, I got a fist bump over there. Thank you.
Look, I've been saying forever, like, I, other than maybe the microphone thing I'm doing right now, I want to just start out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're a grower.
Right.
We talked about that the last time.
That's, I'm a grower for sure. Yeah, that's what they tell me. So, oh my God. All right. So September. So talk to me about
that. September, October is where I'm looking to do it. And that way it's a little bit cooler because like right now is ridiculous. But I want to get the chefs involved in it as well. I mean, listen, I'd love to get some of the people that are listening to us that are local to come out to Marvin's farm too. You know, throw it open to them so they can actually meet and introduce themselves to us and we get to know them.
Yeah, I've talked to some of... you know, I've got handful of social media. I hate saying influencer. Gosh, I hate that term. But
well,
you know,
it's 2023, so yeah, we're allowed to say that now.
But I think I have to use like a lot. I think when I say that, like you know, like
Pauly Shore
and stuff. Oh my God, right? I can't stand Pauly Shore.
Well, like.
Never. And I hated him then.
I
hate is too strong. I should never say that, but I could not stand to, you know, just consume anything from him.
I can't even remember some of the stuff he used to do.
Hey,
he used to
be buddy. Like, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. You know,
Get out of here.
And have you seen him? I saw, actually, it's funny you brought it up because he popped up on Instagram, one of these socials. He popped up and I was like, God, we are old. He looks like he's 140.
Yeah, there's a very famous...
But I mean, granted, his lifestyle was pretty...
Probably,
you know,
yeah.
Ratchet, you know?
There is a popular star. She actually posted on Instagram yesterday, and I just wandered on the news site and did not age well. I don't want to say who it was, but it's...
Why?
I just don't want to, because I don't want to get hate, but she didn't age well.
Oh, because...
Yeah, she did not age well. Now, yeah. Salma Hayek... Hayek, she did a picture for July 4th, and wow.
See, that's not nice. You drop...
Because she looks stunning.
Yeah, but...
The other one I won't, because that's
pretty douchey.
Yeah, well, you I didn't want to be a douche.
I mean, listen, people
even
there,
though I am.
I think that you should, you know, hate spam Jeffrey.
He doesn't look that bad.
Let me see.
I mean, he looks like he just got out of jail.
He looks, after that could be the 5 years.
Wait a minute, is that shirt like from the 90s though? That looks like flannel from
that's actually
Nirvana.
That's a picture of him from 1997. So imagine what it looks like today. I'm only kidding.
There goes John, the producer, pulling him up.
Not the
Who's that? Is that him too?
Let me see.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Dude, that's how old is that? What are you talking about?
Yesterday.
You get out of here. Anyway, look, I don't hate the guy. And if Pauly Shore ever should to, you know, were to hear this, sorry, dude. Okay, buddy. It's cool, man. all right, so what's next? So what are we going to be cooking next? Are we doing the...
You tell me what you're going to do next.
I mean, I don't know.
You, like I said, you order, I get.
Brisket?
Ask John if he wants brisket.
I think... sweet God in heaven. Yeah, see, look.
now I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. All right, whatever. So, but the brisket is... stop tap dancing out there. So the what are you showing me here?
That's the one that I said.
Oh God, yeah, she's terrible.
That's the one I said didn't age well.
Right. They looks like they found that picture sitting in a lagoon for a long time.
Yeah, like the Blue Lagoon.
Right.
There's a hint for everyone that's old.
Right. Bless her though. She was cool.
No, she nothing to her.
But listen, so talk about this brisket. What are we gonna? So let's pretend. Let's do a hypothetical. Let's say in a couple of weeks, I come through with a Creekstone farm. Beautiful, badass, prime brisket. What are you going to do to it?
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit rackporcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.
I'm going to make nice to it and cook it, smoke it, and you're going to enjoy yourself.
Well, so yeah, but that's so 14 hours, 16 hours, something like that?
It can go, depending on weight, it can go from 10 to 14 hours.
10 to 14 hours. But we're going to have to get, so you're going to have to get like ongoing footage of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Because, yep. I mean, we can't go that long without having footage.
Yeah. I do it in different intervals as I'm mopping and then, just so people realize when you're smoking or barbecuing, I should say, you don't just put the product in there and cook it. And that's it, the end of it. You walk away. Right. There's a lot more to it. Even if it's a Traeger, I don't care who it is, what you're doing. You just can't walk away from it. You have to sit there and kind of baby it a little bit. But you have to mop it. Then you have to wrap it at a certain point when you want to get to that more, it's called the freeze. For me, I call it freeze when your temperature gets to 175 to 180. You wrap it. You want to go about 210, 220. That's really where you get that fat from the decal will start to render out. And that's what you're looking for. Decal.
You call me a decal?
Yeah. You know, it's the hardest thing to find, too. That's where we get the burnt ends from.
What a decal.
Yeah. You know what? I got to figure out where that word came from.
Somebody was making fun of somebody. That was must a cut have been. Down. You deckle. You know what I mean?
Back in the day. Yeah.
So, but all right, what are the accoutrements? What are we going to put?
Well, I think one should be done. One should be done as a sandwich, right? Because it's what you do when you have leftover.
You know, I have a sickness. I mean,
we just can't stop eating.
I don't have 3 pounds of meat. I think I ate right, and yeah. I'm already thinking about where we're like the brisket, the sandwich. Oh my God,
you're starting to sweat.
Sickness. Oh my God, I am. I'm sweating thinking about it. I mean, it's a combination of sweat from all the freaking protein meat I just consumed, but I'm also sweating now because I really want to. I'd love to have a brisket sandwich.
Yeah,
I'd love to have that. What kind of barbecue? I'm like, are we gonna put barbecue sauce?
Well, yeah, we've got a couple different options on the barbecue sauce. Hopefully,
it's just gonna be like
slathered. Yeah.
Just,
the thing about brisket for me, especially when you're doing like a brisket sandwich, you want it to be dirty.
Yeah.
There's certain times where you want to eat.
How many times throughout the evening do I send you Instagram?
Two to five times a day.
Yeah. And it's like these like succulent like meat the person cut it and they squeeze the and the juices are flowing out of it.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, send to Jeff.
Can you do this?
Hint,
I would love to do a riff on like a brisket sandwich in a egg roll.
What?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. What?
Cheese melt, you know, put it in the egg roll wrapper, fry that up, and then cut it, and there you have an appetizer. What I'm trying to do is in showcase is that, one, when you're an operator of a restaurant or when you're a chef and you're trying to think of something, how to utilize product, think about when you're cutting a brisket, you're going to have, I love to call it a shake, and all of my smokers know what I'm talking about. Oh, so the shake is that little, what are you going to do with it? Well, I'm going to Scooby snack, I'll eat it. No, you got to make money. You got to turn profit. And that's what you want to do. So how do I maximize my profits? I look at every meal plan I can possibly think of, whether it be a salad, whether it be a sandwich, whether it be flying smoky, whether it be an entree, whether it be a sandwich. That's what I want to do, is how do I perfect the amount of profitability I get off of that product?
Yeah.
So then what? We'll do that. We'll do a sandwich. We'll do an appetizer, and then I'll do an entree. The entree I haven't thought of yet, but I'll figure out something to do with that one.
Okay. Yeah, I was in Sarasota a few days ago, and there's a place called Libby's, and I went there with my wife. We had a fantastic meal. It was really, really good. One of the things, everything was good, but like they had these sausage meatballs.
Ooh. You just mentioned meatballs. Guess where I was last week?
Where?
Universal Studios.
Yeah.
I went to Bruno Pizza, Bruno. Mm-hmm. I contacted the general manager, came over. I was telling him who I was, what we do for the podcast. He immediately sent a message off to Bruno. He immediately contacted me back. And he's like, get me on. Put me in, coach.
Get me in the game.
And let me tell you something.
Riding pine.
Yeah, no, let me tell you something. Between my wife, my daughter, and I, the food was just, this is the second time. Thank you, Keith Sarrison, for pointing that out to take us there.
You know, Keith, someday, man, we're going to meet. It'll be cool. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens, right?
But I mean, if you guys, here's a plug for such a great concept. It's Pizza Bruno over on Curry Road.
Of course, you're going to say Keith, and there's going to be Curry in the same sentence.
Well, that's the road it's on, ironically enough.
I totally get it.
But, you know, Robert Walter over at Universal Studios in Lombardo's, he's just a great guy, ACF dude. Everybody we met is between Cowfish and the Greek restaurant, and I think we were at True Kitchen over in downtown.
Before you get into where you're going to be coming up, speaking of ACF, yes. I do want to say something.
Sure.
There was a place called Dr. Barbecue out in St. Pete. Mm-hmm. And it was a really good place. Sadly, they, you know, they're no longer in business, but Ray Lamp, and I think I'm saying his last name correctly. Lampe, maybe, you know, like
Target. Yeah.
Anyway, he's a good dude, really good dude. And I have eaten at Dr. Barbecue, and it was fantastic. He and I have been communicating on the socials, and I'm thinking that we should probably have him on too. But what I really want to do with him is, you know, because right now he doesn't have a home in terms of, you know, a restaurant or anything, barbecue or anything. I think we should figure out a place to get him, and let's like, you know, Mac Daddy out.
Yeah.
You know?
There's one place in Orlando we need to go to that I found out about. It was that Urban Barbecue or something like that. Remember I sent you something, John, about it, and you were like, oh, I need to try it. It's like it's number one barbecue restaurant of all of Florida in Yelp. And Chef Robert went over there and he took pictures of it in like Urban Barbecue Pitmaster, something like that. It's a weird name. But I heard it's fantastic. The pictures Robert sent me was
okay, but you're getting ahead of you. I'm still talking about Ray over here.
I know.
You
know, we gotta figure that out.
Where are we gonna do this? At your house, I guess. I don't know.
That's fine. There's three smokers there.
I know. Well, I'm just thinking where there's
where there's smoke, there's fire.
Where there's smoke, there's brisket, baby.
Well, that's soon.
Yeah.
Soon come.
Yeah. Well, when? What are we waiting for here?
We're waiting for the brisket.
I have to tell you, honestly, like that things go so slow with you guys.
I'm waiting for John's reaction.
He already had a reaction.
Oh, there, yeah, his face. I just saw it.
Yeah. How's the website going? By the way, so we're so close. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, actually, it's not his fault. It's not. It's circumstances. Circumstances.
It's always the circumstances, though.
Well, you know, we are revamping the Walk and Talk Media brand, and we're redoing everything. So one of the things we're having with our restaurant recipe chefs, we're doing these photo shoots and they're going to have their own pages and it's badass. What was that?
He was showing me the barbecue place in Orlando when he was just pulled it up. It was, that's not the name of it.
No.
It's like urban something.
I don't, that doesn't strike a bell, but,
yes, I was wrong. It's called Pig Floyd's.
Oh, Pig Floyd's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good. And it's like something urban barbecue.
I don't remember them. This was pre COVID, but, when I was at the produce company, we did some business with
them. Yeah. Those guys. We need to make a venture out there.
Mm-hmm. We still got to go to the freaking pizza place, man.
They open at 5.
Oh God. I mean, we can get there. We can do it.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, boss. Whatever it takes. All right. So we're redoing the website. You already have your page almost basically done, right?
Right.
So you're going to have a blog where you're going to do recipes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be subscription based too to get like the full Monty.
Yes. Yes, right? They get to see the full Monty.
Yeah. is this when you're cooking in Speedos?
No.
No? All right. No. Okay. Okay.
No. That's not.
Okay, let's do it.
No, not in Speedos.
Let's think of.
Nobody think wants of, to see that. Not even my wife wants to see that.
I can understand that, but everybody else would. Like that would be viral.
Go ahead, comment about it if you want to see that, because we'll put Carl in it to try and test it out.
No. I'm not. First of all, I'm not cooking. You are. It doesn't. Me being in Speedos is, you know, that ain't gonna help anybody.
Well, but let's throw it out to the listeners.
No, because everybody. They're going to excuse me just because of shits and giggles of it all.
I'm okay with that.
No, that is never going to happen.
Well, but we're not going to accidentally burn the twig or the cherries. That's not going to happen. The twig and berries.
Wow, really?
Yeah. We're not. No, I'm not doing that, man. Not that I've done it before.
No, I don't want to burn the branch or the mangoes either. But no. You know what? You stick with your twig and cherries.
That's
anyhow. You know, so
stick with what you got.
Go with what you know. All right. So
ACF.
We're gonna come. Well, ACF. But we're gonna come back to. I don't want to forget this because you know when we go back and listen to this, I want it. You know.
What are we talking about now? Like the brisket or the Speedos? What are we talking about?
Don't forget
here?
The Speedos. I do want to make sure we come back on the next episode to the lab grown proteins. We have to get full data, full analysis, and I want to talk about it.
Yeah, I think hopefully the listeners will actually comment about it.
When you do get out to
ACF
New Orleans, mm-hmm. Yeah, when you get out there, maybe that's something you can pass that around. I'd love to hear what some of your cohorts
think about that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'd love to figure that out to find out too.
When are you going to be there?
I leave Thursday night, a week from today, and I'm back a week after that. So the 13th to the 20th, I'm in New Orleans, my old stomping ground. You're not
here next week, next Thursday?
Nope. Huh?
Huh? What are we going to do?
Pizza Bruno?
I mean, I'll send you pictures. I'll be like, yeah.
I did that too, so you can send it back. It's okay.
Chuck the deuces.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah, the Artie Bucco. I'm just going to mention that. Artie Bucco. It's one of the pizzas. They got some really cool names.
Oh, from the Sopranos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Smelling what you're stepping in.
Yep.
All right. So as far as the ACF goes, this is the national convention.
Yeah. It's one of the biggest. The annual convention. That's the biggest one that we have. We're going to be in New Orleans. I'll be in the back of the house with Chef Jeremy Abbey and Chef Ryan Manning. We'll be helping out to do all the prep and working with the presenters and demos.
You can, we should still do this and
we can do a call-in. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm traveling Thursday that day, but I think I land before 12, so we can do something after that. I'll be gallivanting around town. We have to go look for certain ingredients at an Asian market.
Is this like a contest?
No, it's just what we have to do to put things together for the demos for each individual chef that's going to be demoing their product. One guy is Justin Sutherland, who's a barbecue dude, was in a horrific boating accident last year. So it's great that he's going to be center stage and doing about 700 little samples of whatever presentation he's doing. I have the recipe for it.
Oh, you want, listen, let me hold on a second. You know, my ADD kicks in.
Yeah. So does mine.
We're going to be picking up. You know what we're getting? You're going to be so excited.
Speedos?
No. Negative. So Citrus America is going to lend us...
I'm sorry?
Yes. A unit.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there going to be like a couple cases of Noble Crunch tangerines?
I mean, I'm sure we'll figure something out there. But I mean,
if we have to.
Yeah. You know, Brian, I think Brian has Noble. I think we can probably get some from him. So listen, but anyway, what's going to happen is...
Where are we going to put this?
In the studio. Right here. Right here, yeah.
Oh, look at that face. I've never seen him smile so big.
Wait a minute. You know, we're talking... Oh, wait. Is there like a citrus rub for a brisket?
I can invent one.
How cool would that be? I got a great citrus barbecue sauce. No, but it's got...
I know
you're talking about from your boy? Is that... No? No, then it has to be him. It has to be from Jeff.
Yeah, it's the old fashioned. It's Meemaw's sauce, sassy sauce.
Yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we'll use.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're talking. So we'll use one of the Citrus America machines, a juicing machine. It's like the freaking Mercedes-Benz of juicers.
Is it going to be the one that you can put the pomegranate into?
Maybe. I don't know. I got to talk with Jay and see which one it is. But we got to go pick it up and bring it over here. Anyway, it's going to be here. And imagine the debauchery. Just imagine what we're going to be doing. Imagine. Think about it.
And if you guys don't know what that is, go back and look at the different list and you'll see that we talked about it.
Look up
Citrus, great podcast.
Citrus America, Jay Gardner. I don't remember which episode it was, but it was.
We did one with Brian too, right?
Yeah, Brian was there too.
Yeah.
But Brian didn't do a full episode. You know,
right. It was Jay that did the full episode.
Jay did the full.
He's the one that freaked me out and goes, "Oh, I know that guy's voice." And I'm like, "Who is that?"
Yeah, he's a good dude. They're good people. Yeah. Brian's cool. Anyway, so we're going to have this unit and we're going to do some cool stuff with it. I mean, we can, I don't know. I mean, when you think juice and what you can do with it to cook, what do you think?
Anything and everything.
All right, but think for the people, like make it sexy. Gosh.
I mean, I'm thinking ceviche too. I mean, there's nothing like getting fresh orange, tangerine, lemon, lime, and just having that with some of the zest from it and then making a ceviche. There's like what gave me the idea for the Meemaw sassy sauce was his juice and tasting that tangerine and going, this is a cup of Florida right here in this little cup. It's a taste of Florida. And that's what gave me and preempted me to revamp my original and add in the bourbon, the orange. So I would definitely do something like that. Marinades,
dude. I literally just got super excited. a lechon asado.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Yeah. John's getting all ethnic over here. I get it. That's cool, Mr. Hernandez. I understand.
Well, you can also mojo.
Yeah.
That's one of the, you know, get some sour oranges.
It's funny when you say mojo, you say it with, it's a combination of Latin and Hebrew.
Well, that's hello.
Mojo. Like
well, I'm not a Juban, but I definitely was raised around Jubans.
Right.
So.
No, I get it. But yeah. It's in your throat. It's like,
cool. Growing up.
I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
Emerald Hills and stuff.
No, like I was Highwood Hills.
But you're right there.
Yeah.
You're right on the border. Side of the tracks.
Literally.
If you're from Fort Lauderdale, you know exactly
what Fort Lickerdale.
Yeah.
Pronounce it right. Daddy. Fort Lickerdale.
All right. So I think coming up soon, we're going to be doing the brisket. We're going to do the stuff with the Citrus America. We've got Marvin. We got a plan. All right. These are all things like,
it's moving.
It's on tape right now.
Oh yeah. Tomahawk has been on tape for how long now?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, but today was the day.
Yeah, we captured it.
And those photos are going to be badass. People, if you're into the food photography, you got to get with Ibis Images. Get with John Hernandez, please. For all things holy and good, get with John Hernandez, okay? Oh, my gosh. IbisImages.com. And that was terrible. And that was
Smokey. Love Smokey.
Smokey, man, you're in every freaking episode, buddy. Wow. All right. Appreciate everybody out there. John, you're a badass. Dude, Jeffrey, I love you with the way you're cooking, dude. This is insane. Have fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Over at the ACF. Tell everybody I said hello.
Definitely.
Especially the cats who are on with us.
Yes. Right? I'll be seeing them. They'll be walking in.
Next year, we're all going to be there. We are out.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.